Ozone in the Morning.
Hey, it's me. Don't know if you heard, but we lost Mark, our longtime listener.
This is Mark from the fourth floor. I'm on my way up to Connecticut. I'm moving.
So that leaves an opening. Now we're on the hunt for a new listener. Maybe that's you. Starting tomorrow morning, call me and let me know why you think you should be chosen as the one. We'll set you up big time. Prizes, surprises. We'll feed you, meet everybody, and you can come host one of the morning shows with me. Plus, we'll throw in free admission to the upcoming Stone in the Rose party and whatever else we can throw at you. Call me starting tomorrow.
I need a new friend.
Weekday mornings.
Let's just say the truth here.
What's that?
Some of us just have faces for radio.
What do you mean, some of us?
I've never seen you. I've never seen you or anything, but all the makeup in the world can't help.
Tell the judges why I need to be your listener.
Why is that?
Because I call all the time and tell you jokes and I'm promoted. Sounded good.
Well, you say that with conviction. Well, I call you and tell you jokes. That's why I should be the listener.
My name is Leona Stein.
Why do you want to be our listener?
You're a good eye opener.
I love that. Thank you, sweetie. Well, good luck to you, okay?
Good luck to you.
Oh, baby. All right, you have a good day, all righty?
Tell your boss to give you a raise. I think you're worth it.
Hey, you want to be my agent? We wrapped up our search for the one since we lost longtime listener Mark. And now, here he is, ladies and gentlemen, David Lemon.
Hey, good morning. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Hatch.
Hatch who?
Gesundheit.
Gesundheit, thank you. Hatch, wait. Oh, the creativity.
You're quick.
And tomorrow morning, I don't want to go to work. CareerBuilder.com has the weirdest excuses for calling in sick. We'll go over those.
It's the Ozone in the Morning Show.
Join the show this morning.
Inside your radio,
107.3 VBT, the greatest hits of the 60s and 70s. How you doing? Happy Monday morning to you. Ah, nice and chilly, 40 degrees, clear. Gonna be a gorgeous day. Sunshine and 63 today. Wee doggy. At 6:06, coming up here in just a moment, we'll get you an early rise prize, plus recap some of the fabulous football sports action over the weekend. How about those Redskins? Not as bad as the Titans. Talk about that after Stevie Wonder. 40 degrees now, looking for sunny and 63 today. And what a weekend it was. Football action. I mean, unless you're talking about the Redskins. Well, how many touchdowns have they scored this year? Not many. Eh, gosh, you either got to watch the Redskins game or you watched the Giants and the New Orleans Saints. Show of hands, please. Yeah, that's exactly what I thought. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's
up? So on the football thing, I was at a local furniture store.
Yeah.
And they had the Redskins game on.
Yeah.
I got up and changed it to the New York New Orleans game, and the Washington fans cheered.
There's a man taking control.
Well, hey, you know, I figured there was something on there somewhere that could go to something worth watching.
Trying to get a winner for our lyrical challenge. Name of the song again, based on these lyrics. Here we go. I know a man. He came from my hometown. He wore his passion for his woman like a thorny crown. 345-1073. And who's this on the phone?
This is Lori.
Hi, Lori. How are you today?
I am well. How are you?
I am dandy. Well and dandy. We ought to be a morning show.
Wow. I can't believe it. It's the first time I've ever called.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad you did. Now let's make you a winner. Do you know that song?
It is Slip Sliding Away.
It is Slip Sliding Away.
And 70s.
Did she have to mention the Skins again? Forced to watch them on television? I mean, are you kidding me? Let's bring on the Minnesota Vikings game, man.
How you doing?
Dandy. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. I want to kind of voice my opinion on the Minnesota Ravens game.
Was I right, though? Didn't it take forever to get those last 25 seconds of the Redskins game done?
I mean, come on. We want to go on to something else.
It's like, what
I
are
mean,
we...
get these guys off the field.
What are we reviewing this stupid safety for that has no impact on the game?
Right. I was saying myself. I couldn't understand that.
All right, man. Thanks for letting me know how you really feel. Oh, man. Hey, of course, you know by now, because I've, it took me like months to decide, but finally we're on Twitter. That's right. I've been tweeting. Now, people have asked me about the new weight fitness program I'm on, or I'm going to be on. I'm going to be on. You might remember years ago I did the tubby tuba diet. We lost 20 pounds in 60 days, and that was pretty good. But, you know, I wasn't really in shape. So now, well, almost now, I'm getting ready. And I've tweeted about this for the P90X program, you know, where you work out to... Exactly. I mean, I told you I did the two-day fast. I got all ready for it. And then I read the directions, this little pretest you're supposed to do. And it says, well, before you begin this program, besides ask your doctor and make sure that you're, you know, not in a straitjacket, make sure that you could do 3 pull-ups. I did 3/4 of a pull-up last night. So, apparently I'm not quite ready to start the program yet. So, when I do 3 pull-ups, I'll be ready. Yeah, I'm going to get ripped sometime in the future with the P90X program. It's 8:27.
Goodbye to you when it's time to go. We hope you liked our morning show. Tomorrow, Ozone will be back again.
So keep it ready
on 107.3 till then.